busy weekend on some of Ireland's highest mountains. If you saw pictures over the weekend of snow-capped mountains in County Kerry, very beautiful. Some people wanted to have a closer look and some of them had to be rescued from those mountains. Pierce Kelly from Kerry Mountain Rescue is with us. Good morning, Pierce.
Good morning, Gavin.
What happened?
On Saturday, we had a call. We were tasked to go to the aid of three climbers who had become stuck high up on Ireland's highest mountains, Corrantool. Now, we had a report of where they were. One of the casualties knew whereabouts they were, so we didn't have to go and find them. We knew where we were heading to. Now, the call was made pretty late in the evening, roughly around almost 4:30. And so you're talking the last remaining hours of daylight. So we were tasked, we made our way to the Hags Glen, which is the valley that runs underneath Corrantool. And there we started getting our kit ready to get up to get the climbers to get them to safety. Now, we were lucky on Saturday that the Shannon Coast Guard helicopter, Rescue 115, was also tasked. They flew in over the spot. The three climbers were stuck in quite a precarious spot high up on the mountain in a gully called Curve Gully, which is more or less really just a climber's route, a rock climber's and a winter mountaineer's route, very steep. You're talking 75 degrees of ice, snow, compacted. And they tried to get up the gully without the proper equipment and experience and had become stuck. So the helicopter flew over, hoping that maybe they could... we have in the past where the helicopter crew were able to just winch the casualties straight off the mountain. But on this occasion, due to, you know, the precarious spot they were stuck and also the dwindling light, they thought that it was best that they not winch. But they gave us the option that they would be able to drop some personnel to the top of the mountain, which saves us a lot of hassle. There's quite a lot of weight regarding our ropes and all the equipment to bring up. So they landed in the Hags Glen, took on board six of our members and helicoptered six to the top, where they winched six of the Kerry Mountain Rescue Team down on the summit, and from there we could make our way to the spot where the climbers were.
Explain this to me, Pierce. This the Shannon Coast Guard helicopter that would have gone in. Why couldn't they take the people who were stranded away by themselves? Why do they have to send people down to do it?
You must understand that, you know, the helicopter can't land high
no,
up in the mountains.
No, of course not, yes.
So the crew just thought a safer option, instead of having to winch one of their members down into a deep cleft gully of sorts to winch each out. You've got downdraft from the helicopter's blades, obviously, where they were. You had the chance that, you know, they could have been blown off their ledge, or the winchman could have been deemed it unsafe for him to do so, to get into that spot. So on this occasion, they decided not to winch and to bring us up instead.
Where the people were stuck, and this was a two men and a woman, isn't that right? Just tell me about how dangerous a spot it was where they were, where they had to be rescued.
Yeah, so where this trio had ended up was a ledge no more than, you know, a foot wide, 2 feet across. You've got three people clinging onto the rock, and they're not safeguarded onto the mountain, so they're just clinging on for dear life, really. Quite a deep, dangerous spot, covered in ice and snow. The mountains, obviously, over the last 2 weeks, we've had quite a lot of ice and snow and winter conditions, and it's really, the mountains are serious the best of times, no mind in winter conditions.
Yes. Okay, beautiful to look at. Don't go too close, or at least not at this time of the year anyway. Pierce, thanks very much for speaking. That's Pierce Kelly from Kerry Mountain Rescue and a safe